RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know, we want to go out there and play our brand of football, and it gives us the best shot to go win the game.
Looking for a lane, he's got one. Watch out here. If he gets a couple blocks, he's gone. Devin Hester, the rookie from Miami. Touchdown.
Man, it's what you play football for. It's what you dream about, the opportunity to play primetime football, robbery game.
Perry is in the offensive backfield for the Bears. He'll be the lead blocker. They're getting the football, and Perry, touchdown. William Perry.
Yeah, there doesn't need to be much of a message here this week. They know.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
By that countdown clock, we'll read about what we have. 5 hours, 19 minutes until kickoff time. The 10-4 Chicago Bears versus the 9-4-1 Green Bay Packers. Hi, everybody. Judson Richards along with you for the next 2 hours. We will break down just about every single aspect of this game that we can. And when we've run out of gas, which I don't think we will, but we will be done at 4 o'clock. And then Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and of course Molly will take over for your pregame show beginning at 4 o'clock. The reason why I am here is so I can talk to you. Let's dive into this thing. We have opened the phone lines, 312-644-6767. This is one of those. We do not need to outthink the room. I will set the topics very simply. What will it take for the Bears to come away with a win tonight against the Packers? 312-644-6767. One more for you as well. Who do you think gets a game ball tonight? If the Bears are going to be winners, who gets the good, better, best game ball from Ben Johnson in the locker room? Virtually, who is your X factor for this game? Now, obviously, we'd love for Caleb Williams to throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns. And of course, sure, that would be very simple. Let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper into this 53-man roster of who may have to be the X factor tonight for the Bears. Let's talk about this matchup, 312-644-6767. Speaking of someone who knows about beating the Bears in December, former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson will join us at 2:30. So coming up in just about 25 minutes, look forward to breaking this one down with Allen Robinson in just a bit. You know, Cole Kmet said something this week. He said, this is what you put all the work in for, and he was talking about the players. Well, as far as you out there, the Bears fan, also, this is what you put all the work in for. Like, this is the good stuff. This is your time, your energy, your money, what you have put all your work in for in investing in this team, what you have been waiting for, especially over the last number of years. This is your time. Tonight is going to be a prize fight. Saturday night, this is all about you, the Bears fan, 312-644-6767. There are three main ingredients that is going to make this such a great Bears meal tonight as we sit down to watch this game at 7 o'clock. And number one is the NFC North is on the line. First place is on the line. The Bears a half game up, a chance to go a game and a half up with a victory. So you want to take the North and never give it back? Well, let's focus on taking it first. This will be a great chance for the Bears to do it tonight. Number two is for a very young team or even an inexperienced team, this is how you start building experience. When you're playing in playoff-type atmosphere, when you're playing in games late in December to try to get into the playoffs, you are virtually playing playoff football. So the young guys on this team, a majority of guys who may have been on this Bears roster for a number of years that have never played in really anything like this, with the NFL world watching on prime time on Saturday night, this will be crucial for games in January. And I am very curious to see how this Bears team shows up, because if you look at a lot of this roster, Joe Tooney excluded and a couple others, this is the first time they are playing in real playoff time atmosphere with a ton on the line. And the third one is the biggest one. That's the opponent. Man, I was looking at some of the numbers about how the Bears have fared recently against the Packers. The Packers have won 26 of the last 31 meetings. The Packers have won 13 of the last 14 road games against the Bears. And Matt LaFleur is 6-0 at Soldier Field. If Ben Johnson and the Bears have plans on getting to a Super Bowl and winning the ultimate prize, then damn it, you got to own your backyard first. You got to take care of business in your division first. So there are so many great storylines tonight, and one of them, as a Bears fan, you got to feel really, really good about, is it's nice to have some confidence in a head coach, right? It's nice to have some confidence when Ben Johnson is putting a game plan together tonight, especially no Micah Parsons, we'll talk about that, potentially no Evan Williams, which is a monster one as well, the safety who is their best really open field tackler. And the Bears are so good at getting to the second level. No Evan Williams could be crucial tonight. But isn't it nice to watch or feel like you got a head coach that could end up putting 30 points tonight on the Packers? I mean, that should be something you should feel very, very confident about. And I've gone back and forth on this. Is this a defining moment for Ben Johnson? Or has Ben Johnson kind of led breadcrumbs to lead up to this point where he has already defined that that the Bears are going in a very different direction? But I go back to what I just said about how lopsided this has been. If Ben Johnson wants to win the ultimate prize with the Bears, then they will have to own their own backyard. So yes, this is a defining moment. Yes, it starts with beating the Packers, and what a better time than do it this evening. No better time. Allen Robinson will join us coming up in just a little bit. Let's get to these phones. 312-644-6767. Ben is with us in Oak Park. Wants to get us started on a great, great Saturday. Hey, Ben, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Ben.
I think tonight, no Luther, no Rome. Colson Loveland's got to eat. If we win, Colson Loveland gets a game ball.
Ben, thanks for the phone call. So you said, Ben, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, I think with no Luther, no Rome, Colson Loveland's got to eat. He's got to have a good game. And I think if we win, Colson Loveland gets the game ball.
Ben, thanks for the call. Yeah, appreciate it. I'm with you. Colson Loveland. And Colson, you know, even when Colson wasn't getting a lot of work early in the season, Colston, to me, you could tell he just looked like he belonged. I can't. He's 21 years old. But it's one of the reasons why you go after major programs. I mean, Colston has been playing major, major football games in front of tens of thousands of people since he was 17 years old, going back to his time at the University of Michigan. I mean, he has looked like he has belonged early on, and you can tell that this moment is not going to be too big for him. 312-644-6767. Let's hear from Patrick Manley. Earlier on the week on 6-7 The Score, Patrick Manley on the Roma Dunze Luther Burger then being out. How concerned should Bears fans be?
If you look at the throws that Caleb makes, guys are schemed open.
Yes.
That is Ben Johnson. Yes, there are plays where guys get themselves open. Like Colson Loveland does a nice job of beating guys one-on-one. All the guys do. But most of the time, you see guys wide open in the middle of the field. Luther Burton last week, right in the middle of the field, a nice, 20-yard gain or whatever that was. So I don't have a problem with that. And here's another reason why. Zacchaeus has 35 starts. Duvernay has 25 starts. I think he started 13 games 1 year, I think back in 22. And they're in their 6th and 7th year, I think it is. They're veterans. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to be in the right spot. They're going to do what's coached and what's asked for. And with Ben Johnson's scheme and the way he opens up guys just with his play calls, I think they'll be okay. So I'm not as nervous or scared or whatever you want to call it as much as I would be, but I think they'll be okay. I think the drop-off will be a little bit, but not a whole lot.
You know, if you line up the two injury reports, The Packers have a vastly different looking injury report. Would I love for Rome Odunze and Luther Burden to be out there for the Bears? Sure, absolutely. Is Tremaine Edmonds going to be out there for the Bears? I'm hoping so, but I think it could be on a limited snap count as well. But yeah, I'm with Patrick Manley. Olamide Zaccheaus, he has had a nice career. He looked early on like he had a really good rapport with Caleb Williams. He had some drops, but you know, more so than losing his job, I think the Bears really wanted to get Luther Burden going. Zaccheaus had some drops, absolutely. But you know, do I think, or am I concerned that Zaccheaus could be a part of the game plan? Absolutely not. No, I think he will be. I think he will be productive. But I think this is going to be one of those games where you want your big money to eat, right? DJ Moore is your highest paid offensive player. And the potential of Zach Tom, the right tackle, being out for the Packers, I think you want Montez Sweat to get off as well, your highest paid player on the defensive side of the ball. So injury-wise, drastically different of what you're looking at for the Bears versus the Packers losing arguably the best defensive player in the NFL. And I would say Micah Parsons is the worst player to go up against Caleb Williams, because unlike Myles Garrett, that muscle-bound freak, unlike T.J. Watt, they're not chasing down or catching Micah Parsons. They're not chasing down Caleb Williams. Mike has the best chance to do that. So it is a terrible, terrible draw for the Packers to lose Micah Parsons at all, especially against the quote-unquote Houdini act that is Caleb Williams. 312-644-6767. Angel is with us here in Chicago. Hey, Angel, what's going on?
Hey, yes, I'm going to be watching the game tonight, but I just want to comment on something. I know I have a prediction of the score. Bears are going to win 28-21, and I think that Montgomery, the running back we have, and the Swift is going to be, they're going to get 100 yards each tonight. Go Bears, bear down, baby. We got to beat the Packers, and Ben is going to say, better, best.
Angel, thanks for the call. We'll continue to work on your good, better, best call. So Kyle Manungai will work on that. And you know who else he's working on is Tom Brady, because Tom Brady, when I was watching back the game, he had a tough time getting that first Manungai out of his mouth. But I'd venture to guess that Tom Brady is up to speed as the national game is happening tonight in Chicago, Soldier Field. Bears and the Packers were with you leading all the way up to kickoff time. Let's hear from the quarterback himself, Caleb Williams, because Caleb is looking a little bit for a redo of what happened last time the Bears went up against the Packers.
I'm excited for it. I think everybody's excited for it. I think, you know, even D-Jack said it after, you know, the game we feel as if we let them off the hook. And, you know, part of that was, you know, us starting slow. Part of that was, you know, the explosive plays and allowing something that we've been pretty good at, you know, so far this year for all sides of the ball. And so, you know, we want to go out there and play our brand of football, and it gives us the best shot to go win the game. And that's starting fast, you know, playing physical, executing plays the way that we know we can, offense, defense, special teams. And like I said, we're excited to go, you know, showcase that.
That's Caleb Williams on this matchup tonight against the Packers. Judson Richards along with you. Former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson will join us coming up in 15 minutes as we get into this matchup. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's talk about that quarterback a little bit, because Caleb Williams, he was great against the Cleveland Browns. I thought he may have had his best game. So impressed that it came with the wind chill in the negatives. And Caleb Williams, I think at one point went 9 for 9. For the quarterback tonight, it's pretty simple for him, right? It's pretty simple. Okay, well, it's not simple for us because we can't do what he can do. But when you can do what Caleb Williams can do, it's simple from the fact of just deliver on what your head coach asks you to do. And you don't have number one. You don't have Micah Parsons pursuing you. You know, Caleb is anything but a game manager because of his elite skill set. But at times, you just kind of want him to be a game manager, right? Put the Superman cape on when it's time, as we know. Do the Houdini act when it's time, we know. But if you've got to deliver a pass to the flat, do it accurately. If you got to just have a simple check down because the pocket got blown up, just do it accurately. If it is not a difficult throw, if you have an open wide receiver like he did so well against the Cleveland Browns, do it accurately and do it early. Right, so much of this game tonight, I really think will be put on the Bears to remind the Packers they are wounded. They are wounded. Do it early. 312-644-6767. Aaron is joining us from work. About to watch this football game later. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thanks,
I'm
Aaron.
I'm calling because I'm a cynical Bears fan. I will admit it 100%. I will even own it. And this game reminds me of when Aaron Rodgers was hurt one year and we just knew we had the Packers and we're moving the ball and the guy runs and he steps out of bounds, but we want to challenge it. And he fumbled the ball out of the back of the end zone and the Packers get the ball and we blow the game. We just find a way to lose it. I just want the Bears to find a way to win it tonight. And I want Bears fans to stop thinking just because this guy isn't playing that we can't still lose. And that's it. I'm with you, man. I want them to make the basic look good, and I want them to run the ball, and I'll be happy with that. I really would.
So, Aaron,
happy holidays.
Aaron, yeah. Stick with me for a minute. Yeah, I know your work. You tell me if your boss is getting close to you, but you're telling me that you feel like the Bears, they may be overlooking the Packers because of no Michael Parsons. Is that what you're saying? Or just as Bears fans, you assume that they're going to win?
I'm saying that Bears fans are assuming they're going to win as if there's other players on that team that's not going to try to make a name for themselves. I don't want Bears fans going into this game thinking that it's a given. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody's going, oh, he's not playing. We should be able to do this and we should be able to do that. Well, we should be able to do a lot of things. We don't. So I'm enjoying the season. I'm wishing the best. But I don't want Bears fans going into this game thinking that just because one guy is out, we got this game. Because look at the history. We've had them with no Aaron Rodgers a couple of times, and we didn't win none of them. Not one.
Aaron, how do we course correct this?
Honestly, run the football down their throat and punish them. Do exactly what you just said. Make the accurate pass out into the flat. Execute your game plan. Hey, whatever he needs to do to calm himself down, because as of late, he's been all over the place when we start off on offense. It's like he needs two series to calm down. I need him to be calm from the gate and run the football.
Yep.
Just run the football.
Aaron, go ahead. No, you're cooking, Aaron. You're cooking. Because you know what? I had the thought, like to use a baseball analogy, I've had the thought, you know, sometimes when your starting pitcher has a rough first inning, so they kind of throw their first inning in the bullpen and then they come out like they've done a second inning. I've had that thought about Caleb, where it's like, I wish he could kind of have a series or two on the sideline and then start the first quarter.
You know, I'm with you on that. When he just strikes me as a guy that he's a finisher and not a starter, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's just like some guys need to see the flow of the game and then they come in, or, you know, they can come in that way. Some guys come off the bench cooking, you know, so I actually agree with you on that. But I just think, honestly, I think some of it is coaching. Like, just start that first series with running the football
more.
Yep,
bingo. Aaron, you said it. You said it. That's what needs to change tonight, or at least that's what we're hoping to see, is because as Bears fans, Aaron, you guys are all feeling the same. Like when, you know, when you have that concern of, oh God, like we're supposed to win it, but we've felt this before. Like the change comes in the ball coach. The change comes in Ben Johnson, in Dennis Allen, up and down the coaching staff that has been so good, right? From Declan Doyle to Al Harris, the coaching staff does not allow you to ever overlook an opponent because they certainly didn't do it against the Cleveland Browns, right? We had that conversation. They're going to overlook the Browns because it's sandwiched in between the Packers. They play their best game against the Cleveland Browns. And then you sprinkle in some veterans on this team that does not allow it. But to Caleb, because Caleb, you know, remember that little show called Hard Knocks where Caleb's like, nah, I don't get nervous. I don't get nervous. Remember when he said that? And then I felt like for the next month and a half, when there was a go route or a deep ball, he just sailed the wide receivers. Like, he was so jacked up. He was throwing the ball 10 yards past them. He does get nervous. It may not show on his face. He may look cool, calm, and collected, but a lot of times he looks like it because he sails receivers. He just throws the ball harder or higher early on in the game before he settles in. It's like he needs to get punched in the mouth a couple times. Well, I still look at Caleb as a young player. Like nothing about him am I having a final thought. It's still growing. What I want to see is I want to see it happen tonight, where he looks in a groove from the first series on. And hopefully running the game will soften things up. And you know what will make any quarterback feel better? Is when you're not being pursued by a guy named Micah Parsons. 312-644-6767. Allen Robinson, who knows about winning and beating the Bears, beating the Packers in December for the Bears. Allen Robinson will join us coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Chris on the South Side. Hey, Chris, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Man, how's it going? I just wanted to just talk about the optimism for the Bears, man. I've been a Bears fan for a long time, and this is the first time I can honestly go into the game not expecting them to win, but they have a good a chance as any, man. There's no reason that this is not the turnaround, the time for the Bears to turn it around, man. I'm just so excited for Caleb, the run game, the receivers, even the defense with the ball, the takeaways. It's time for us not to pick the Bears apart and see what they need and talk about strategic. Let's take this game and watch it and enjoy the football for a second and not be critical. Just enjoy football. That's all I got.
No doubt, Chris. Yeah, I appreciate it. No matter what it looks like, come out with a W. And Chris, what he said, it's kind of how you hope your team feels. You're not overconfident, but you're confident. Does that kind of describe where we sit as of now? Again, the Bears have won 10 of their last 12. They're 5-1 at home, and they've won 5 straight. I don't like playing the shoulda, coulda, woulda game. If they had a clue in week 1 against the Vikings, they could very easily be 6-0 at home. Don't be overconfident. You know what? Be whatever you want. Be whatever you want. But you are favored by Vegas, and you have a great chance of winning. And Scott, you should feel confident about watching your football team tonight. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is a battle for the top of the NFC North this evening at Soldier Field. The Bears and the Packers. Joining us now, 11 years in the NFL. He is former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson with us on 6-7 The Score. Allen, thanks for your time on a Saturday. What's Soldier Field going to feel like tonight for the Bears players out there on that field?
It will be cold, but along with being cold, it'll feel like a playoff atmosphere. You know, that was always what was special about playing in Soldier Field in meaningful games this time of year, is that you can feel the stadium, you can feel the fan base, you can feel everybody come alive.
Allen, did you have to do any sort of self-check before you took the field to not allow emotions get too high? Was it preached to you by your coaches at all when playing in these big games, including a playoff game?
No, you know, I think that self-check stuff happens throughout the course of the week. As you're going through your game plan, as you're going through practice, and you're getting your mind right to play on normally Sunday, but what's today a Saturday, as you're going through your process to play, you kind of put those things in check then. You understand what kind of game it's going to be. You take yourself through the different scenarios of the things that can happen to make sure that you're at an even keel emotionally on game day. And all that stuff happens before the game even takes place.
Did you feel any different? Like when you were out on the field, did you tell yourself, I got to slow down? And I know you played in plenty of big games and everyone's always counting on you. But these kinds of momentous games, like, did you ever feel different and have to check yourself during the game?
I didn't. You know, I was always excited. And when I say excited, meaning as I'm going through the week of practice, you know, and once I get out there on Sunday and I'm able to take it all in, or once I get out there on game day, you know, as those emotions kind of hit, you know, you take a deep breath, you know, you realize and understand that this is what you prepare for. And like I said before, man, for me, it was always the week of practice that always allow me to feel confident, comfortable on game day.
Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is Alan Robinson. Download the Circus Sports app today. Alan, 2018 was the last time that vibes were really this good surrounding the Bears. Was it palpable around the city for you?
Yeah, you know, it was something that was very exciting. Again, that was my first year in Chicago. Obviously, it was a lot of new faces coming to town that year with myself, Coach Nagy, Khalil Mack. You know, so it was a lot of excitement, you know, and for us, we kind of leaned on that. You know, very similar to the circumstances right now that's happening in Chicago. You have Ben Johnson, who just got there with the younger quarterback, and Caleb Williams, some additions as far as rookies on offense and stuff like that. You know, so for us, it was just about embracing it, enjoying it. And it's one of those things where it's a city that you can feel the championship nature come alive in the city when the Chicago Bears are starting to roll a little bit.
Yeah, and you add playing the Packers, and it's why the, you know, the city is ablaze right now. Alan, after spending 4 years in Jacksonville before the Bears, who set the tone for you in the Bears-Packers rivalry?
I think the organization. That was the first thing that was talked about and spoke of when I got to Chicago, was the team that we had to go through to win the division. That year we started off playing them first game of the season, and we didn't come out victorious, but we also saw them late in the season around this time of year, actually, and we ended up beating them to clinch the division. So that was something that was very much understood as I kind of came to Chicago and went through training camp. We knew where the measuring stick was in the division at that point in time, and we knew who we had to take over to win that.
You know, the Bears have been very, very good at home this year, Alan. They're 5-1. As far as playing at Lambeau versus playing at Soldier Field, is there too much made of home field advantage, or could you drastically feel the difference in how the game was operated at home versus there?
You can tell the difference. And I think a big difference is, for the most part, when you think about even a day like today, you know, you come in here, it may be a little cold, but you have everything that you need game day wise. You have the heaters on the sideline. You're in communication with the equipment staff. Anything that you need or that you want for a big game like this, just for overall comfort, you know, even being in your own locker room, so to speak, you know, all those things are at your disposal when you're at home.
Alan, let's get into this matchup a little bit. The Packers, they've put on a brave face throughout the week, but, you know, what kind of letdown could there be after watching a player the caliber of Micah Parsons go down with an ACL tear for the season?
You know, it's something that can go a couple of different ways. Obviously, that's very tough and detrimental. Obviously, that's very tough and detrimental to the team, you know, but at the same time, sometimes that lights a fire under guys to step up. You know, that does spark some emotion around the locker room for guys to be able to, you know, figure out what they want to do. And on the flip side of that, for the Chicago Bears, it's about staying the course. It's about not taking them lightly or realizing that they don't have Micah Parsons up front. And you want to, at this time of year, you want to treat everybody the same. And whatever your game plan would have been, now you may want to be a little bit more detailed. And you may want to go look at some of those guys' pass rush patterns and stuff like that that you may be a little bit unfamiliar with.
What have you made of the season that Caleb Williams has had?
I think he had a really good season. You know, I think the biggest thing for them that he's done is he hasn't really turned the ball over. You know, obviously there are always some areas of improvement when you talk about quarterback and in the pass game and stuff like that. But being able to take care of the ball, allowing the defense to play behind him, you know, in certain situations, being aggressive with the ball in his hands, maybe that scrambling or utilizing his mobility, doing all of those things, I think he's done a very good job of being able to pick and choose when he wants to do that and when he wants to be a little bit more aggressive with the ball in his hands.
You know, Alan, the Bears haven't been good, or they haven't been bad by any means of scoring in the first quarter. But Caleb does look like at times that he certainly warms to the game, and he's at his best in the fourth quarter. A game like tonight, you'd love to see the Bears get off to a great start and certainly remind the Packers that they're in a bad way with as many injuries that they've had, the one to Micah Parsons. What quarterbacks have you been around that seem really good and really sharp from series number one?
You know, for mine, it always was Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. I think those guys have a very, their attention to detail and their the way that they see the game and just how impactful coming out and scoring on your first drive or first and second drive, how meaningful that can be down the stretch, especially with the play sometimes that you're coming into. You kind of understand and know what they are. They're there to also set up plays in the later part of the game. So being able to kind of put your foot down when you get the ball, whether that's first or second, to go out there and send a message and score, I think puts a lot of confidence in everybody.
What's it going to take for the Bears to win tonight?
I think them just being themselves. You know, I think that they've done a good job on defense, getting turnovers. I think run game-wise, they've been able to balance that throughout the course of the over the year and have, you know, two running backs sometimes who have been extremely effective and also being able to get the ball to their weapons. We saw them make plays in the red zone week in and week out, you know, whether that's, you know, a tough back line catch, whether that's a short catch and run. So them being able to do all of those things is just about being themselves and playing like themselves today, taking care of the ball and playing complementary football between offense, defense, and special teams.
Alan, are you in a prediction mood?
I can be. I can give you. I would love to give a prediction on today. I think it's going to be a close game, just because it always is. I know Ben Johnson is going to come into this game with a little extra focus, seeing that they got beat a few weeks ago to the Green Bay Packers. So I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears 27-17.
Oh, well done. How about that? Allen Robinson says the Bears win by 10 tonight at Soldier Field. Allen, what have you been up to? How's life?
It's good. You know, just doing some media stuff. I'm not officially retired yet, so I'm still working out and still staying in shape. You know, a lot of that is also just that's just what I am accustomed to and doing. But, you know, being able to get into the media space a little bit and also just enjoying the free time that I'm having.
By the way, I think your media work is really good. I've caught you in a number of places, so stay at it. But since you said it, you know, Roma Dunze's hurt. Luther Burden is down. If I hear you correct, Allen Robinson is only a phone call away.
I am, you know, and I do have some familiarity with Ben Johnson's offense, you know. So
that's right.
It'll only take a phone call from Ben Johnson and Coach Randall L.
You don't call them, right? I guess it'd be like Danny. That would seem a little desperate, right?
But yeah, you know, you got to wait for those phone calls to happen.
Sure. Since you have been under Ben Johnson with the Lions, what do you expect from him tonight? Everyone, we've already taken calls on it. Run. We know how well they do it, but you know. Sometimes fortune favors the bold. Could you expect Ben Johnson to throw up more tonight?
Ben Johnson is going to do whatever is necessary to win the game. And I think he always has a very good grasp, especially games like this. You know, for me, playing under him in numerous big games, games like this, Ben Johnson seems to coach and call the game his best. He's going to call it aggressive. That's situationally. Obviously, we saw against the Green Bay Packers, they called a play action late in the game that was incomplete. They called a very similar play against the Eagles, and it hit. So he's going to take advantage of whatever he believes the opportunity is and the timing of that.
Alan, thanks for some time on a Saturday. Appreciate it. And thanks for your prediction as well. Should be a great night for the Bears. But thanks so much for joining us on The Score.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What did you think of all the reaction to the handshake last game?
I don't think anything of it, to be honest with you. So
that was Matt LaFleur not thinking much about the handshake. I guess there's not a lot to think about because it happened so quickly, which in turn actually says something about said handshake. Judson Richards back here with you. I've got the pregame show, and the pregame show will take over at 4 o'clock. Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, and Molly, of course, will lead you right up to kickoff. What a game it is. The oldest rivalry in football going back to 1921 between the Packers and the Bears. And I feel like a new chapter certainly is beginning in this old, old rivalry. 312-644-6767. What will it take for the Bears to come away victorious tonight? Want to hear your thoughts there. Also, who gets a game ball? Who is your X factor or tonight's game? The good, better, best. Ben Johnson will give it to who? Text line is open as well. Before we get into some of these numbers, am I the only one that finds the handshake and the fact that they actually do it? Or, I mean, it's not required by the NFL that you shake hands, right? I enjoy it for nights like tonight. In fact, I remember a couple weeks ago when the game ended and the camera was not tracking Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson fast enough for me because I wanted to see or follow one of them and see what the handshake looked like. So from that standpoint, it's entertaining. But doesn't it seem a little silly that they shake hands, this tradition, right? If you want to do it, all right. But it's not really a gentleman's game, so let's not pretend like everyone needs to be this great sportsman afterwards. My five-year-old, when they line up after soccer or t-ball, okay, trying to teach them some good sportsmanship, although there's so many viruses being handed around, I don't even really like those handshakes. But I'm excited to see what this one looks like tonight between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur. If you were a betting man, I feel like this will be more cordial. It's almost like they got it out of their system. Do I hope it's cordial? Hell no. Like, this is the good stuff. This is the drama. But if we ask ourselves, is it really important that they shake hands after games? It's not. It's almost just like you wish something happens. You know, like you need like a Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh moment, right? Like you want, what was the one I saw the other day of a coach chasing another coach down? Like, it's almost just like you're rooting that something, there's some sort of beef or drama. That's the only reason why you do it, because if they're just really polite, then it's boring. And you don't really need to do it. 312-644-6767. Let's get into a couple of numbers of this football game that could decide whether or not the Bears come out victorious. Did you know that the Packers lead the NFL with a 50.3% conversion on third down? They're just over 50% on third down conversion. What happened in this first game? The Packers were 8 for 12 on third downs. Yike. Yikes. Jordan Love against the Blitz was 8 for 11 for 126 yards and two touchdowns. As good as Dennis Allen has been this year with a beat-up defensive team, that kind of cat-and-mouse game that they play, whether it was offense coordinator versus defensive coordinator or Jordan Love versus Dennis Allen, Dennis had a rough game calling blitzes when they should go and when they shouldn't. I would be surprised if they blitz as much tonight. And if the Bears are going to be victorious, they're going to have to be vastly better on third down, which they've been pretty good this year, but were terrible against the Packers the first time they met up. The last time the Bears scored on an opening drive offensively, you have to go back to November 2nd. That was week 9 against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was the last time. I'm not talking about field goals or touchdowns. Any scoring. They have not scored on their opening drive since week 9, November 2nd. Now, overall, the Bears are not terrible by any means when it comes to scoring in the first quarter. Like a lot, there have been a number of times the last few games where they went 3 and out or didn't have a good opening series and then scored a touchdown on the second series. Like the Bears are 6th in the NFL, 6.3 points a game in the first quarter. But then they hit a lull. Then they hit a lull in the second quarter. Yes, they score, 6.1 points a game, but that's 24th in the NFL in the second quarter when it comes to scoring. So tonight, with a Packers team that want to pretend like all is good and they've gotten over, they've turned the page on no Micah Parsons. Now, this is a team that may not have Evan Williams. They definitely will not have Devontae White, who went down a couple weeks ago. They may not have their right tackle in Zach Tom. This is a time where the Bears, offensively, you'd like them to be crisp right out of the jump. And then the big stat, the big one in this game, Micah Parsons, lost for the season. He is responsible for 35.6% of Packers' pressures this season. That's highest in the NFL. Parsons has 64 pressures this year. That is the most in football. There is not a single injury to a non-quarterback that is more beneficial for one team than the Bears today against the Packers. If Ben Johnson, perhaps before the season began, when the Packers landed Micah Parsons, if you could give him one player where he could not play in one game, a non-quarterback, Ben Johnson may have looked over the schedule, landed at week 16, and thought, I would choose Micah Parsons. Because there's one thing that Parsons can do that, you know, that all those muscles of Myles Garrett can't do, and that's catch the Houdini that is Caleb Williams when he spins out of the pocket. TJ Watt, when he was healthy, he's not chasing down Caleb Williams. Micah is fast enough to either chase him down or reroute him or get Caleb thinking that he can't outrun him and perhaps he just needs to go down, right? Like, it isn't just the sacks. It isn't solely the pressures. It's the physical specimen and speed of Micah Parsons that is such an enormous loss for the Packers and such a gift tonight for the Bears. Do you want to beat a team? Do you want to beat the Packers at full whatever? Sure. Now we're getting back to sportsmanship and shaking hands. But if we're being honest, Christmas came early for the Bears. Christmas came incredibly early for the Bears, and they need to capitalize on it. It's that simple. Breaks come in all different shapes and sizes, right? For you, this is a great one. They've been handed it to you. Tough, tough break for the Packers. I get it. Happens all throughout the season. Bears don't have Rome Odunze, Luther Burden, but this is certainly a position of depth for them. And we'll see how the Bears take advantage of it. And I absolutely don't think that the Bears are taking the Packers lightly. It just isn't going to happen. It's not. I know you could be like, well, they're banged up. You feel overconfident. Stop. Matt LaFleur is undefeated at Soldier Field. How about that stat? Matt LaFleur is 6-0 at Soldier Field. The Packers have won 26 of the last 31 meetings. The Packers are 13-1 in the last last 14 road games against the Bears. No one is taking the Packers lightly, not for a minute. You can do two things. You can not take the Packers lightly and also feel confident that the Bears can win tonight. There's a number of things to it. I would give the Bears a really good chance of winning, even if Micah Parsons was in this football game, just like we almost saw the last time they met up. But that is the worst non-quarterback injury at this stage of the season. Like, all right, the Tennessee Titans don't have to go up against Patrick Mahomes this weekend. Well, the Titans suck. It doesn't matter. This is an enormous, enormous injury. It is a gift for the Bears, and they better take advantage of it. Coming up tonight. Let's get back to you. 312-644-6767. Where are my Bears fans at? Are you feeling as confident as I am? And who gets the game balls? Who is the X factor? Yes, we know Montez Sweat. It'd be great if he had 5 sacks, of course. Let's dive a little bit deeper into this roster of who has to have a big game tonight for the Bears to come out victorious. Just a reminder, we are with you all the way until kickoff. Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, Molly will be with you at 4 o'clock. I am with you for one more hour. We'll dive more into these injuries, who could be out, who may be active, in fact, for the Bears. What about Tremaine Edmonds? Let's talk to Chris Emma coming up in just about 30 minutes. And let's get back into this quarterback in Caleb Williams. Does he need to outperform Jordan Love tonight? Is it that simple? 312-644-6767. An enormous night in Chicago, Bears and the Packers at Soldier Field for the NFC North. You're listening to 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, the juice of it. Yeah, it's not as heightened as maybe as you would think it would be. I think everyone's got a really good demeanor, as at least that's how I feel right now. And we've taken the approach of game to game. And, you know, I felt like going in that last game we played against these guys, I thought there was more juice going into the week, like almost too much, where I thought maybe there was a little pressing going on early in the game. And I think you get in at halftime and realize, all right, this is still the same football. This is football. That's all it is. And so I feel like we got a good mentality going into this week, and hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off at the end of that game on Saturday. This Saturday.
So they got juice, but not too much juice, says Cole Kmet. Judson Richards back here with you for one more hour as we hand it off to Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, and Molly, who get you started for your pregame show, leading you right up to kickoff. We are about 4 hours and 18 minutes away for the longest rivalry in football to really, I believe, start a new chapter. Bears and the Packers coming up tonight. Also a reminder, tune in tomorrow morning from 9 to noon live for Bears-Packers reaction with Anthony Heron. The Bulls take on the Hawks starting at 2:15 with tip-off at 2:30. And to wrap up the night, it'll be Patriots versus Ravens. Sunday night football starting at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7:20. All of it can be heard tomorrow on The Score and the Odyssey app. We will get to all these phone calls. Tony, you're first in line. We'll get to you in just a minute. Breaking down this game and talking about Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love. Jordan Love's had a terrific season. There are a number of metrics where he's been the best quarterback in the NFL. As far as Caleb Williams' season, Caleb has done two things I think that are often overlooked. Number one, he is healthy. He is ready to go each and every game. He is incredibly durable, and I think for the most part, he makes good business decisions. I also think Caleb has done a really, really great job of following exactly what Ben Johnson has asked him to do, but also been fine with a team that has an incredible running game. Like, I believe that even though he's the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams is very much team first. And I think that has played out. But those are all very nice things. Those are compliments. But he is also the number one overall pick. And so there are different expectations. You have different expectations, and you are ultimately paid differently because of it. Caleb now is closer somewhat to a year three quarterback than a year two quarterback. Week 16, months in this Ben Johnson offense, we have seen some highs, we have seen some lows. Most recently, we have seen more highs. Tonight, he will need to just be great at what he's asked to do, right? They are not going to throw it 45 times. It's one of the beautiful things about this offense for a young quarterback. But where we are as of now, your number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, needs to be great at what he's asked to do, and he needs to be great early. So if he's throwing a pass 15 yards down the field, it needs to not sail by a yard over his receiver's head or his intended target. He just needs to be really good at what he's asked to do. That's what it comes down to. We don't need fourth quarter heroics if you're solid and are leading scoring drives in the first and second quarter. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Tony in Wonder Lake with us on The Score. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. You know, I know it's definitely an advantage not having Parsons on the field, but look at it from the Packers' point of view. We're without Adunze and Luther Burden. So if you want to talk about a situation where they almost cancel each other out, I could see the Bears running a lot of 13 personnel. And as far as game balls, how about we give out a trio to the tight ends? Because if this game plays out the way it could, I think each tight end is going to be asked to pitch in at critical points throughout the game, not only in the passing game, but blocking as well in the running game. So I'd love to see the tight ends do well and just, you know, do what they have to do to win the game. Really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Tony, thanks for the call. I will say, though, I could not disagree with you more. There, you know, there is nothing as far as, how did you phrase it? And they said cancel each other out. The two wide receiver injuries, no Rome Odunze, no Luther Burden for the Bears, is absolutely nothing like the Packers not having Micah Parsons. Not even close. No way, no how. In my opinion, there is not a single non-quarterback injury that impacts an important game more across the NFL than the Packers not having Micah Parsons. He is top three in going and getting the quarterback. I know some would probably make the case number one. But I put him as so much more deadly and dangerous than Myles Garrett because of his speed. There is strength and there is speed. And when you have a quarterback that can escape the pocket and at times can look like the fastest player on the field in Caleb Williams, that's a major problem for the Packers. It's a huge problem. There is not one player on the Bears that I would say would cancel out them not having Micah Parsons. I'm not guaranteeing a victory because of it. I just am not going to, for a second, not give Micah Parsons his due and recognize that the Bears have been given an incredible gift. There's no other way to say it. Now just take advantage of it. Let's go to Ryan in Palos Heights with us on 6-7 The Score. Ryan, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to touch on, you know, looking back to last game, if memory serves, I believe they went 3-and-out their first two drives, and Caleb threw the ball 5 times. Now, I think it'd be asinine to question the play calling and the head coach to this point. I just think Caleb needs to get going early, and, you know, if we get rid of that lousy first half, I think we can build on the second half from the last Packers game and kind of go from there.
Ryan, is this game a defining moment for Ben Johnson? Or has he already done so with where they stand as of now?
I think calling it a defining moment this early into his Bears career, I think, you know, hopefully this guy is here for the next 20 years. But I think it can be an early statement to, you know, beat the Packers at home in his first chance to do so.
Ryan, if Ben won tonight, you wouldn't consider this a defining moment? I mean the first, like a first defining moment. A defining moment would be a Super Bowl trophy. I get it. But would you call this his first defining moment?
I think it definitely is a step in the right direction. I think, you know, it definitely could be, to the point, but, you know, this is still obviously win here and you're in the driver's seat, but, you know, there's still work to be done towards the end of the year.
Oh, Ryan, I respect that. Yeah, I respect it. Kobe Bryant, right? Job's not done. All I know is if you want to someday have the ultimate prize in the NFL, you got to own your own backyard. And the Bears virtually, they have been owned by the Packers. And not just by Aaron Rodgers recently. Packers have won 26 of the last 31. Yikes. Matt LaFleur is undefeated at your place at Soldier Field. So I consider a defining moment because not only would you separate yourself by a game and a half in the division, but you'd stop getting bullied in division. It's a chance to put your foot down. That's the defining moment that I'm recognizing for tonight, at least possibly in front of him for Ben Johnson. But, I'm also not trying to look a gift horse in the mouth. It's like they're playing meaningful games in December because of Ben Johnson. So, sure, he's already defined that the Bears are heading in a different direction. But if you want to put an exclamation point on it, then that's beating Matt LaFleur tonight at Soldier Field. 312-644-6767. Scott is with us in South Elgin. Scott, happy Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday. Definitely feels like a Sunday.
Yes, it does. Sorry,
my radio just kicked on. Let me get rid of that.
Take your time, Scott.
Radio on it.
Take your time. We're on your time, Scott. Okay, you're good. You're clean. Fire away.
All right, so I'm really looking forward to see what Nashon Wright can do in this game. Jordan Love loves to chuck the ball up, maybe a couple moon balls, and if you can undercut one or two of those in this game, even whether or not Christian Watson plays or not, it looks like Reed is going to play. So he's going to have plenty of weapons to work with. And that play action with Josh Jacobs back there throwing up those balls is lethal. The only way to stop it is to undercut it. And I feel like the best guy on the team to do so is someone who we got off of the scrap heap and who has 5 interceptions and another couple turnovers for the season. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys say and bear down, man, bear down.
Scott, great call. I appreciate it. Yeah, 312-644-6767. The scrap heap from Nashon Wright to going to, is he still leading the NFL in interceptions?
I can look that up for you.
Yeah, well, let's just pretend they are. Grant, and if he is, I feel pretty good that he certainly was at the top. And no matter what, first of all, let's begin with Nashon Wright taking advantage of every opportunity. But then you also look at the coaching staff, right? There's, I think that I got to think that Bears fans or climbing out a little bit of waiting for the other shoe to drop? How do you get there? By great coaching. Because great coaching allows you not to overlook the Cleveland Browns when you're being sandwiched by the Green Bay Packers.
Kevin Byard leads the NFL with 6 interceptions.
All right.
Nation's right behind him with 5.
Okay, so we'll take the W with it being 2 Bears up the top. That's right, Byard with number 6. And Nation right at number 5. We're asking you 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you until 4 o'clock. The pregame show, Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, Mully will take over at 4 and lead you right up to kickoff time. We're asking you, what's it going to take to beat the Packers? Who's the good, better, best game ball tonight? Who is your X factor in this game? Let's go to Clay, who joins us now on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Clay, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, my predictions on the game tonight is Bears winning by 7.
How do they get there, Clay? Who's the star tonight?
The star is Cole Kmet, Loveland, and DeAndre Swift.
Oh, I like it, Clay. Appreciate it. I think Clay's already getting started for a big game. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Bernie with us on The Score. Hey, Bernie, what's going on?
Hey, guys, good afternoon. Hey, your comment on who's going to be the better quarterback tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make a difference because we've got the best offensive line in pro football. You and I can run for 100 yards tonight. I think if we control the ball with the running game, we keep Love off the field, it doesn't make a difference if Love outperforms Caleb.
Bernie, you're telling me, Bernie, in the world that we live in today, in the quarterback-driven world today, that the quarterbacks are not going to play a big factor in tonight's game.
Right. Not in this game. The big factor is us running the ball.
Yeah.
We're going to keep their offense off the field. Okay? You can't score if you're not on the field. So we control the ball. We control the running time. The Bears will win this game tonight.
Bernie, I like it. Yeah, and by the way, that is the best game plan, at least what the Bears have shown when it's worked for them. I you know, the thing about having a game plan or knowing that something's going to work is Matt LaFleur, Jeff Hafley, like, that's what their coaches are preparing for. They're preparing for the Bears to run the football like they did in the second half, like they did, I mean, absolutely dominated the Philadelphia Eagles with the way that they ran the football. I just know that the quarterbacks always matter, right? And they ran the ball, and it ran it exceptionally in the first time they met up. But the problem was the big plays that they gave up. At some point, Jordan Love's going to have the ball in his hand. And Jordan Love was exceptional in third down. They were 8-for-12 in third down, and he slayed them in the blitz. He was 8-for-11, over 120 yards passing and 2 touchdowns when the Bears blitzed. So, yes, controlling the clock, holding onto the ball, running it is great. The quarterbacks, I promise you, will matter in this football game. But it does not mean that Caleb Williams has to throw it 45 times, put up 35 points, and be that much better than Jordan Love. I'd love that. Like, at some point, I'd like to feel like, yeah, we'll beat you on the ground, but we'll also watch Caleb Williams have a 70% completion percentage and throw it all over the field and be perfect. But that's probably not going to be what has to happen tonight. 312-644-6767. We'll get to these calls in a little bit. There are a lot of could they, would they, maybe not injuries happening tonight in this game for both teams. So let's get a better sense of who we expect to see and maybe not see in this football game tonight. 6-7 The Score reporter Chris Emma will join us coming up next.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we are just under the 4-hour mark from kickoff time. The Bears and the Packers, the battle for the NFC North. Again, a reminder before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in coming up from 4 to 7:20 p.m. For your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 6-7 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Atura entire, all of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Let's dive into this game with 6-7 The Score reporter, my guy, Chris Emma, now on The Score. Emma, what's going on? It's 41 degrees out there. So are you shirtless? I mean, what is this weather that we're dealing with right now?
Well, what a difference from last Sunday. We're all just freezing our faces off. Yeah, it's not quite bear weather tonight coming at Soldier Field, but balmy. We'll take it.
All right, so this matchup here tonight, Emma, what really stands out to you with what we've seen and injuries and otherwise? What jumps out at you as of now?
I want to see if the Bears can establish their offensive identity with a running game. And I felt like that was not missing in that game, Green Bay, but not consistently enough to really control that game on that side of the ball. And we saw the Bears do that in Philadelphia a few weeks back in controlling that game with a running game. And I think that that's the goal tonight, is obviously get the entire offense moving, create that run-pass balance, but use the running game to dictate drives. Get those long 7-8 minute drives that we've seen him do pretty frequently this season, where you're just taking the air out of the ball on the other side and you're just dominating the game. You're getting those long 10, 11, 12 play drives that end in scores. And I want to see that tonight from this Bears offense. And I'm curious to see how the Packers look defensively without Micah Parsons. That's a significant loss, not just individually for Parsons, what they're missing there, but the catalyst he is for that entire defensive identity. So I see great opportunities for the Bears to really pound the rock tonight and control the game on that front.
Emma, that has been the main key with the phone calls we've taken. It's been run. I just know that quarterbacks always matter. Caleb Williams had a great game against the Cleveland Browns, even in negative wind chills. Caleb's got to matter some tonight, right? And how much will he matter in this game?
Johnson, I wrote about it at 670thescore.com. This is the night for Caleb Williams, and this is the kind of game you want to see. He's on the right path towards becoming a franchise quarterback, and you've seen the flashes of brilliance and the consistency in his growth pattern. But the next step is a significant one. That is being the reason why your team wins these games. And it's funny to say that, pivoting off the importance of the run, but you want to see Caleb have that kind of night where he is cashing it. Maybe you are running the heck out of the ball, and then you hit that play fake, get somebody open for a touchdown. I want to see Caleb Williams have that kind of night that a franchise quarterback does, because a franchise quarterback, it's not about stats. It's about winning meaningful games down the stretch. And here's your meaningful game and a bunch more to come, at least two more after this and perhaps more in January. You want to see Caleb Williams take that next step. All the confidence we hear from him and everything you believe in what he can be, you want to see that come to fruition now. And this is your test. This is the end of year two for him, with a team sitting at 10 wins and hoping to make a run deep into the postseason. This is his time to shine. This is a really defining moment early on in his career.
We're joined by The Score's Chris Emma. Emma, you're around the team. Major injury. I can't remember a day covering the NFL where you had such star power go down with Patrick Mahomes and then Micah Parsons with the torn ACL last weekend. You don't feel at all like the Bears aren't taking the Packers seriously because of the magnitude of this injury, right? What was mood around Halas Hall?
I talked to Darnell Wright a couple days ago about the idea of, like, you're upset you're not going to face Parsons. Like, man, you're a competitor. You want to get against those guys. You want to face Parsons and Crosby and Watt and the guys that he's been up against. And but they certainly understand, like, there's guys on this Packers defense without Parsons. That is still a bona fide top 10 tenacious defense without Micah Parsons. And you talk about Gary now and Van Ness, who you want to see in Green Bay take on that next step and be a more disruptive player. And you got some good backers, and you got some playmakers in the secondary. This defense on the Green Bay side should be respected as a lead, even without Micah Parsons. And he makes such a difference, and they play so much off him. But they've got guys who are going to make a difference out on that field tonight as well. And for the Bears, again, it comes back to their bread and butter, their identity. Run the dang football. Keep those drives going. Tire out that defense. The physicality with which the Bears play up front is something that wears down a defense. And then you get into those situations in the fourth quarter where you hope to have that lead, but if you're playing from behind, you got a defense that's a little bit gassed and you got an opportunity. So that's the beauty of the way the Bears have played offensive football, is stacking those 65, 70 plays per game, wearing down the opposition, where it seems on the other side the Bears are just getting stronger through this. And that's your opportunity tonight.
What should we know about Tremaine Edmonds?
Yeah, he has been activated. He will be out there tonight in line to play, of course, and start. Good to go. This was never a significant long-term injury, even placing him on IR. The hope all along was that it would be a minimal four-week absence, which it was. And look, they've had so few games. I'm trying to look up the number of plays. I counted, I think, 12 or so, where you had Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, and Jalen Johnson out on the defense at the same time. And that was part of that game week two in Detroit. Before TJ went down, then Jalen went down. You get some guys back, and then now goes Tremaine. Now you got almost an entirely healthy defense as you look at this group, and that is a huge boost. Tremaine Edmonds does so much that just goes beyond the box score. His size in the middle of that defense, taking away plays over the middle. He's got four interceptions to show for. If you can make it pay if you make that kind of mistake. And that guy compiles the tackles. He's active all around the football. He is a leader for that group. That is a significant addition for the Bears defense.
So you think we'll see him how much tonight, do you think?
That's a good question. I'm curious if there is a snap count. He only practiced this week, of course. But again, like I said, it was just a four-week absence. This is a veteran. This guy has been out there. So perhaps he's full go. Perhaps he's playing every snap tonight.
We know Roman Dunze is out. We know Luther Burden is out. What other injuries should we have our eyes on for the Bears?
Well, yeah, you touched on it there. The wide receiver spot is a curious part for this game. I'm fascinated to see how they round up that group. Obviously, a lot of Olamide Zaccheaus. You're going to see some Devin Duvernay. You might see some Jonte Walker, the undrafted rookie out of Texas A&M. And then we touched on it with the injury front. That running game, DeAndre Swift should be good to go. Limited with a groin injury the last couple days. I think that was more maintenance and just preserving him a little bit. He's been dealing with that kind of lingering throughout the season. That wasn't a significant setback for him this week, so he should be good to go, and ideally in full form, if not close to it.
He's the scorer's Chris Emma. Emma, we were looking at the way that the Bears have approached the week. It's like Ben Johnson is confident in telling you these players will not be out, but the Packers are scared or playing it close to the vest. Have you heard anything about who may be out for certain for the Packers, who are dealing with an incredible amount of injuries?
Josh Jacobs, keep an eye on that one. He's been dealing with a knee issue throughout much of this season. Did not practice this week. The writing's on the wall. Like, this is something where he probably needs a shutdown. And I don't think tonight's the night to shut him down. But look, you got to preserve him for the long term. The Packers believe they can make a deep run in the postseason, too. So as much as you'd love to have him out there and have him be, your lead back out of the backfield, you got to be careful with this one. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that one tonight. Both running backs, obviously, with Swift and Jacobs. We're going to be looking at that when the inactives come out at 5:50 or so this evening. But I think Swift should be good to go. I'm curious about Jacobs. I'm wondering if it's just been too much wear and tear and he needs one more week to really sit out. So that would be a devastating loss for the Packers on their offense. And they would have to adjust a lot of their game plan without Josh Jacobs.
Emma, hit us with that prediction.
27-23, Bears get a win. I think this is a defining moment in a breakthrough season. I think this team gets it done. There is a hunger inside that locker room. And, it's not – Bears fans love this game. This is a meaningful game for everybody in Chicago. For a lot of these players individually, it's about getting redemption. Caleb Williams talked about it on Sunday after beating the Browns, how he still wants an interception back at the end of that game in Lambeau Field. And I think if you go man-to-man in that locker room and ask guys about something from that game in Lambeau, they say, man, I want this play back, or I want that moment back. And it's a beautiful thing in football when you get a shot of redemption so soon. And not to mention, the scenario is the same, with the Bears back in first place and a chance to really secure pole position for a high seed in the NFC playoffs. So this is a golden opportunity. There's a good hunger and determination for this group. I think the Bears get it done. I think Caleb Williams shines tonight.
It's only one person that matters, by the way. Sean Sears, he's given us his prediction, right?
He's on the Bears. Yeah, I believe he's on the Bears. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. 14-0,
man.
It's been such an unpredictable season. Sean Sears has Bears 31, Packers 27. So he has been our Nostradamus. He's got everything down so far. And I'm going with that. I'm going to change my pick to exactly what he says.
Yeah, exactly. We should all bet that way, too. Emma, finally, if the Bears win tonight, is this the first defining moment for Ben Johnson? Or have we already had a season of him?
This is absolutely the defining moment. This is your chance. This is the breakthrough. Your demons against the Packers over the years, and then your struggles to even play meaningful football in December, let alone win these games. Like, just being on this stage is an accomplishment in its own right for this football team, standing at 10-4 and creating this scenario where you can all but secure your place in the playoffs tonight with a win. It has been an incredible season for Ben Johnson, what they've done in year one. And ideally, you see this as just the foundational year, the beginning of something really special and lasting for this team. But you want this game. It's the Packers. It's your rival coming to town. It's the team that's haunted you over the years. 26 out of the last 31 games have gone to Green Bay. 12 of the last 13. You've got Aaron Rodgers saying he owns you. You've got so many ghosts of the past that are just looming over this rivalry. And here's your chance. You've got a great coach. You've got a young, fun, rising team. You got a quarterback you believe can take that next step. Go get it done tonight. This is your chance to really mark your territory as the team that can take the North and never give it back, as Ryan Poles once said. And this is your golden opportunity to get yourself in pole position to win the North and a chance to secure your place in the playoffs and really take back this rivalry in a way that's not been done in way too long. So, yeah, this is a defining moment potentially, and I'm fired up to get down to Soldier Field.
Emma, good stuff. We'll be following your work at 670thescore.com. Enjoy the work and or enjoy the game, and we'll follow your work following and during the game over at The Score. Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Yep.
All right, good stuff. Chris Emma there. So Tremaine Edmonds is back. Don't know what sort of snap count he'll be on, but, man, he was playing at an incredibly high level. Did not miss a large amount of time. Was gone about a month. So, you know, maybe that snap count will be higher than we thought. But you know, they've been getting some good performance by other linebackers as well. So it may be a lighter snap count. We'll just have to wait and see. As far as the injuries go, Roma Dunze, Luther Burden, they were announced out a couple of days ago. We still do not know where we stand with Zach Tom, the right tackle for the Green Bay Packers, Evan Williams, where we stand with their safety. Christian Watson does look like he will be playing, and Josh Jacobs. It sounds like Jacobs will be playing, although he certainly is nowhere near 100%, and we know that Micah Parsons is lost for the season. The Evan Williams injury, to me, may be the biggest one of the bunch. Now, perhaps Montez Sweat can eat if they don't have Zach Tom at the right tackle position. But Evan Williams is their safety. And the Bears are really the best in the NFL as giving their running backs a running start. 2 yards before contact, I believe, is the average for the Bears running backs, and that's the best in the NFL. Most importantly, the Bears are just really, really great at getting to the second level. Right, getting a running back to the second level means they just have to make one guy miss and you have a chance to strike at a big play. So Evan Williams, the safety, is a guy who's in charge of making sure that he has a great tackle, oftentimes in open space, in open field, and keeping you from turning a good play into a great play. And if the Packers do not have Evan Williams, then the Bears have a much greater chance of breaking open more big runs. Yes, they're going to try to punish you and wear you down, but that's a name, if you're watching for injury reports, not just the Bears, keep an eye out for a guy named Evan Williams for the Packers that could have a huge part in this game. Let's hear from a former Packer. John Kuhn did a great interview with Mully and Haw. He's the Packers sideline reporter. Here he is on the Packers trying to make do without Parsons.
It's very hard. It's very, you know, everybody on the team has to kind of look around man for man and understand that guy who we rely on so much to make our jobs easier, he's not going to be here. So everybody needs to pick up a little bit more weight with their lunch pail and carry that burden together collectively, because you don't just insert a Rashawn Gary or a J.J. Inegbare or somebody and say, okay, here we go, we're off and running. And that's not just exclusive to the players. That goes to the coaches as well, to create a game plan that can put these players in advantageous situations. I fully expect Jeff Hafley to be more aggressive now with his play calling, how he calls the defense, how he manages the game on the outside. I would anticipate a little bit more man-to-man against these receivers for the Chicago Bears so that the Packers can send their linebackers or send a safety so they can continue to get one-on-ones. The great blessing Micah Parsons gives you is he garners so much attention and so many eyes that it frees up other people to, even if they don't get to the quarterback, at least make their presence felt. Now, they'll be able to slide the line. They'll be able to put in protection packages so that Jeff Hafley can't sit back with that shell defense. He's most likely going to have to pressure with five or six guys in this football game if they want to get Caleb Williams off the spot.
Yeah, the good stuff from John Kuhn, who joined Mully and Haw throughout the week or during the week. This is not only a great X's and O's game, this is a great between the ears game because you've got the Bears playing in a really, really big-time game for a lot of players that have not been in a game like this. National television, late in the season. You're playing playoff-caliber football to get to the playoffs, which virtually means you're playing playoff football. So then you've got the Bears trying to meet the moment, and then you got the Packers who are trying to get over last weekend's moment and taking the field without Micah Parsons. And listening to some of the conversations happening around the Packers this week is you heard a lot of them kind of going back to, well, you know, from January until August, the Packers were approaching the season as to not having Micah Parsons. So they certainly have a plan because they didn't know they were going to have Micah right until the season started. That's fine. But the more you hear that, the more you just sounded like they were trying to convince themselves because they traded Kenny Clark for Micah Parsons. Devontae Wyatt is out. And then Evan Williams has a chance of being out as well. So this is a changed defense, even if you took that scenario. But that's the way, you know, from January to August, Packers are building a defense without Micah. There's a number of pieces this team does not have that the Bears should take advantage of. 312-644-6767. Jim is with us in Round Lake. Hey, Jim, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, thanks. I just have a quick comment. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what Green Bay's defense is going to do, certainly if I were them. I think they're going to bring up their safeties and do everything they can to stop the run and make Caleb Williams try and beat you. I think that'll be a good strategy, especially with two of our top receivers out.
Jim, where's your confidence if they do that in Caleb Williams?
It's 50-50, to tell you the truth. I mean, Jordan Love's a much better pure thrower than Williams. Every Bears fan, I think, knows that Williams' been on and off. So he hits the hard ones and he misses the easy ones. So I'm not sure.
Jim, I should have asked, are you rooting for the Packers or the Bears?
Oh, definitely rooting for the Bears.
Okay, because you said, what did you say Jordan Love's a pure passer?
Yeah, Jordan Love's a much better passer than Caleb Williams. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, Williams misses 10, 15-yard throws all the time. I mean, he's getting better. He's improving. I have hopes for him, but he's not the passer Love is right now.
Well, I should we take into account that, you know, Jordan was sitting down and watching and studying and learning, who he's now 5 years into his career, and Caleb Williams is in year two and has had two offensive coordinators. I think what you got my reaction when you said pure, because I find Caleb to be a very pure athlete and thrower of the football. He's not doing what Jordan Love is doing. I think that's what got me. Jim, thanks for the phone call. We got to go to break, but certainly an interesting talking point. And again, I believe Jordan Love has the best QBR this season of any quarterback. Like, Jordan has had a really, really good year. I just feel like Caleb's about to pop. It may not be in 2025, right? It may be an entire offseason. The only reason why I bristled or thought, well, let's wait a minute, is when you said pure. Because if there's one thing I find confident about Caleb is the purity at which he throws the football, especially when he's on the run. There's some special, special things happening there. Once that settles into Ben Johnson's offense, then we're cooking. I think I want to be cooking in less than 4 hours when that game gets going. 312-644-6767. Final stop before we hand it off to the pregame show. Coming up in just about 15 minutes.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There's a nickel flying in there. Cooper flying in there at the same time.
Oh.
Holy cow. Manungai somehow survives it.
Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhardt on that hit. That was a call on Fox. The Kyle Manungai hit that sent the plastic flying in Lambeau Field. The last time the Bears and the Packers met, Judson Richards with you. Final stop for me before we hand over to the pregame show as Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will take over, leading you right up until kickoff time between the Bears and the Packers at 7:20. The last time these two teams met, it felt very much like you might beat us, but you're not going to like it. And you might beat us, but it's not going to be easy, right? And that's somewhat as you start to change the culture, change your identity, and change how well you play, that's kind of the natural progression, right? But you'd like to think that the Bears have been able to expedite that, where they can go from you're not going to like it to how about we just beat you? And that's what I think happens tonight for the Bears. There are three main ingredients that I think makes this meal this evening so, so good. Number one, the battle for the NFC North. All right, the Bears have a half-game lead. They win tonight. They go up to a game and a half. If the Steelers happen to beat the Lions, the Bears, they are in the playoffs. The other one is this game, the magnitude of this game is so great for a young team looking to head into the playoffs. So you are garnering experience right now. Whether that experience matters more in 2026, we'll wait to see. But if you want to do things in January, then damn it, you are playing playoff football tonight at Soldier Field. So a lot of these young guys, and there's plenty of players in a Bears locker room in a Bears uniform that has never felt a game like this with this much on the line. This is the experience that will only harden you and make you tougher as you want to head towards playing bigger games, more December games, and more January playoff games, and that kind of experience. And finally, what matters most tonight, the most important thing tonight, the Bears have to beat the Packers. If you want to be great in the NFL, you got to own your backyard first. And getting bullied by the Packers, like we've watched happen for far too long recently, it just has to stop. If Ben Johnson wants to build what he thinks he's going to build, the Packers have won 26 of the last 31 games. Ben Johnson, check that. Matt LaFleur is undefeated at Soldier Field. LaFleur is 6-0 at Soldier Field. So if Ben Johnson, going back to that opening press conference, it's time for him to put his coaching where his mouth is. The Packers have won 13 of 14 road games against the Bears. Now, a lot of that, pretty much all of it, Ben Johnson has nothing to do with it. Isn't it nice to head into a game tonight where you feel complete confidence in your head coach to put together a game plan that's going to come out victorious? I know I feel that way. I expect a great game. I don't expect the Bears to roll. I'm not overconfident. I'm confident. I'm a little bit more confident than Vegas. I'll be honest, I think that Vegas has the Bears by a point and a half. With the amount of injuries that the Packers have, realistically, with as good as the Bears have been at home. Again, if you're looking for confidence, I have it for you. The Bears have won 10 of their last 12, and they've won 5 straight games at home. They're 5-1 just because of that game where they completely melted down against the Minnesota Vikings in week 1. That was the last time the Bears have lost at home. If you're looking for confidence, how about because the Bears, they've been playing like a great football team. We should not be scared to say the word great. When you win 10 of your last 12, 10-4 with 3 games left to go, I don't know if they're win out, but if they did, that would be a 13-4 football team. That'd be pretty damn good. That'd be tough because they got the Niners on the road and the Lions one more time. It would be tough, but, it starts with beating the Packers. You cannot get bullied in your own division. Far too much of that. Far too much Aaron Rodgers. He's gone. You'd like to think that Ben Johnson has a defining moment tonight. And maybe you think he's already defined it because of the magnitude of this game, because they're already in first place. That's fine. Wouldn't push back on that. But again, he said it at his press conference for a reason. not only because it was pressed upon him by George McCaskey of how important it is to beat the Packers, but if you want to change the tide, if you want to change the direction, then how about it starts tonight? And you have been giving it a gift. Don't give me this, well, we want to, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. You want to beat everyone with the full strength. You have been given a gift. If there was one Christmas gift given out this weekend in Week 16, there is no greater gift under the Christmas tree than Micah Parsons tearing his ACL. Would I root for a guy to tear his ACL? Absolutely not. No. But it happens. I love watching Patrick Mahomes. I hate that he tore his ACL. Tennessee Titans have a much better chance to win. It's as simple as that. The Packers are beaten and bruised. They may not have Evan Williams. They may not have Zach Tom. Christian Watson, I expect to go. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. So take advantage of a gift when it's given to you. If somebody wants to make any task in your life a little bit easier, then maybe just accept it. But for me, I think it comes out with the Bears being sharp early on, taking advantage early, and reminding them that, yes, the Packers are nowhere near full strength, and you are. Looking forward to hearing from Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully. They will break this thing down for the next 3+ hours. They will take you right until game time. Thank you for Allen Robinson, former Bears wide receiver, who said, hey, I'm just a phone call away. Guys, good stuff. Also, Chris Emma, who will be there tonight. Follow his work on 670thescore.com. Great phone calls as well for Grant Leader, who did a great job producing the show. I am Judson Richards. The pregame show right here, the local Ford dealers pregame show on 670 The Score, coming at you next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.